Hello everybody. Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to the channel again. Well, this one is about welfare dependency in the United Kingdom. Now, what a scam it is over 20% of working age people not in education or employment in the United Kingdom. Now, okay, some of those are housewives, house husbands or whatever. There are a few people who are genuinely disabled and honestly cannot work. And I know a few, but a very, very few. Bear in mind, there are blind people who work full time. There are people who are permanently wheelchair bound, work full time. One of my friends, I know a guy who had only one hand, worked as a chef. There are all sorts of people that are Down syndrome, people who work full time, people with mental illness who work full time, you know, deaf people, all sorts of people. So there's almost no excuse for not being able to work at least part time. And it's just growing and growing. It's gone way back to the 80s. Mass unemployment under Maggie Thatcher. It's less embarrassing for the government to have people classified as long-term sick or whatever, people on the sick. And there's certain black spots where there's more people claiming disability benefit. And in some places, it's 17 times higher. A place like Surrey and Sussex is very, very low. In deindustrialized cities, former you know, mining towns, it's much, much higher. Sometimes it's much higher amongst men than amongst women. And then people who just have never worked, just multi-generational worklessness, and you know, leave education, just drop out when they're 16, even that's illegal, and just go straight onto benefits, personal dependence allowance. And then people get their taxis paid for. I mean, I knew a woman, she's a doctor, in fact, but she had mental health problems, but you know, she was morbidly obese. They pay for it to get a taxi. No, walk. It will do you good. You need to lose weight. Why are we making it worse? Aggravating a health problem. She needs to walk. I mean, I knew a student. He was about 20, shaped like a football, a gigantic baby. He already had A-levels. A-levels were bad, but nevertheless, to just get out and work. We can't pay for people to do this, partly paying for private tuition for people who are just low ability or just make no effort or just don't even show up online or in person because they're mental health issues. Because we've made it an option. We've been far too soft. What if you had to pay that for yourself or we cut your benefits? You will work or you will starve. That's it. Binary choice. Work or starve. And it's getting worse and worse. The Work and Pension Secretary is Liz Kendall, and she said over 1,000 people a day are getting on personal independence payment to help them, whatever, getting taxes around and things like that. So it's just outrageous, a crushing burden on those of us who are working. And I know someone who's a functioning alcoholic, and he's got universal credit as well as money from his mother, so he shouldn't get universal credit as well. He's gaming the system. But one thing that Liz Kendall said is true, is it not always one or the other. Some people are able to work sometimes, not others, because of illness. Mental illness can fluctuate, so they can have episodes of lucidity, and then they can have attack of their mental disorder, things like that. It's people, mentally ill people can be astonishingly sane sometimes, and other illnesses can flare up. So we've got to get this down. And so there are lots of people are skiving. I mean, they're people who are ripping off the taxpayer. And then I start feeling like a chump. Well, why don't I do it? Why don't I game the system? You know, stop being an idiot working for a living when some of these people are just got a handout, claiming benefits, and then working in the black economy. You know, washing cars, gardening, babysitting, I don't know what they do. Translation, things that cash in hand are untraceable, paid into accounts in other countries, and they get away with it and steal and stuff like that. So there's this dependency culture of all these people are leeching on the system. And obviously they're mostly Labour voters because Labour's into that, because that so-called compassion ripping off the working class. So have to pay for these, for the parasitical classes. So social parasitism must not be tolerated. And actually it's just unsustainable. It will crash the economy at this stage. Anyway, so yeah, well, they're going to have to raise their threshold, work or starve. I know what they'll do. How come we didn't have this problem in previous generations? Because we didn't tolerate it. And you had to get up off your ass and go there. And slobbing around is depressing. Surprise, surprise. We're overly sympathetic. The bad back, as they say, is notoriously difficult to diagnose because the doctor has to go by the symptoms described by the patient. If I say it hurts, they can't prove to the contrary unless they see me, like, you know, doing gymnastics or forward rolls or something like that. If I say I'm depressed, if I read the textbook and know the symptoms are described and cunning enough not to say it in textbook language, Surely that they could game the system. So we're over-diagnosing things. Even Wes Streeting says this. Said this. He's not doctor. Neither am I. Medicalizing the ups and downs of life. And as people like Prince Harry are contributing to this mental health hypochondria. It's okay not to be okay. My anxiety, my mental health. And you see what wimps people have been turned into at Cambridge University to be allowed resits because you're stressed. If the course is too stressful for you, don't do it. You're not up to it. You need a little bit of toughness to get through it. You can't cope if it's not a course for you. You can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Okay? Need to man up, right? And I don't think it's brutal to say that. So we need to find some resilience, as they say, to keep going. Jobs I loathe doing, but I had to do it. I had to earn a living. There were people depending on me. I had to go in there, even though I was dreading it. All right. And that's life. Work is called work for reasons, not called fun. Even a job I enjoy, don't like every minute of it. And it's unfair on those who are working. So we should take away the right to vote from those who are on benefits, unless we're talking about old age pensions. I'm not talking about parents who get benefits for their children. And I would increase child benefit. I would lift the two benefit cap if at all possible by taxing billionaires more. But Liz Kendall saying what was unutterable for a Labour MP. And then, of course, a lot of people are ripping off the system. So we need to cut benefits. Okay, only people who are genuinely disabled. And why? How come it's increased enormously? Remember back in the 60s, people did physically demanding jobs mostly in factories, farms, shipyards, coal mines. And we had very, very little disability then. Most people were smoking and stuff. And imagine all the injuries, all the bad backs from all the heavy lifting they did. How come the level of disability has increased enormously? So there are a lot of chancers, there are a lot of skivers, and there are a lot of scumbags who are just, ripping everybody else off. So anyway, 5 billion cuts of benefits cuts to be made, and Rachel Reeves is making herself deeply unpopular. About 100 Labour MPs could rebel over this. Now, Angela Rayner is coming in against it. Leaked documents says she wants to tax the bourgeoisie into oblivion. So Labour's caught between a rock and a hard place. The personal independence payments those are going to go up to 4.3 billion. Liz Kendall said the number's going to double by the end of the decade. We just cannot continue like this. Some drastic action has to be taken. These so-called charities, they're just parasitical as well. So we need to be tough on them. And, all these bleeding heart lefties, I'm not against charity. Put your hand in your own pocket, not mine. Okay. And no more arts grants. We could take the money out of MP salaries, cut that, cut the money to the special advisors if you really want to support these people. So Liz Kendall is showing a bit of a backbone and a bit of moral courage. But if the Conservatives do this, they're demonized. And there was an attempt to do under Ian Duncan Smith, because the system was going really, really badly. And it was fairly successful. It's got a lot worse since. Inevitably, mistakes were made. When you look at millions of cases, people were registered fit for work when they weren't. And GPs have said to me, if you see the person, know the person socially, it's very difficult to say no. Embarrassing, live in the same village. She's got to go to a doctor and he or she doesn't know you, and just an unemotional decision. So we just made it a soft option. It's easy to cop out of work to just be a malingerer like that. And that's why we really have to get tough on this. So yeah, that's why people are not willing to do jobs they don't like. You're going to have to clean lavatories, you're going to have to do personal care in an old people's home, you're going to have to pick fruit. It's backbreaking at work, I know. I don't care. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to wait on tables. There's no need for mass immigration when all these people who are refusing to work, who are an ever heavier burden on those of us who actually work for a living. It's outrageous. It's a gross injustice. It's redistribution of wealth from the working class to the underclass, and they're just going to grow. So we should just have no sympathy for this sort of nonsense. Need to get firm, tough love, a better for a society. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon and make sure you reduce welfare dependency. It's learned helplessness that they believe they can get out of this. They've got to go back to self-reliance, Victorian principles of self-improvement. Thanks for listening to my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com, and keep benefits bashing.